Have you ever wondered how many piano tuners work in Chicago? Or how many golf balls would fit in a school bus? These seemingly impossible questions become solvable puzzles with the right mental toolkit. Guesstimation isn't about precision, it's about finding answers that are good enough to guide decisions. The revolutionary insight here is simple but powerful. Dare to be imprecise. Most real-world problems don't require exact answers. They need reasonable approximations that tell us whether something is too big, too small, or just right. When Google interviewers ask candidates these quirky estimation questions, they're testing a fundamental skill that separates analytical thinkers from the crowd, the ability to break complexity into manageable pieces. The beauty lies in accessibility. You don't need advanced mathematics or specialized knowledge, just a willingness to make reasonable assumptions and embrace imprecision. Being within a factor of 10x, of the actual answer is often perfectly sufficient. Think about everyday decisions. Is it worth driving across town to save $5 on groceries? Will installing solar panels pay off? Rather than getting lost in complex calculations, estimation helps determine if options fall into the worth it category through simple division and conquer. Let's estimate America's annual pizza box footprint. With 300 million Americans, each eating roughly 20 pizzas yearly, that's 6 billion pizzas. At 1 square foot per box, that's enough cardboard to cover Chicago, a vivid illustration of our packaging impact. For video games, if 50 million Americans play 1 hour daily, that's 20 billion hours annually, equivalent to 2 million human lifetimes. Yet, it averages only 0.2 hours per person daily, showing how large numbers need context to be meaningful. These examples show how estimation turns abstract figures into tangible insights. By breaking complex questions into manageable pieces, we reach approximate but useful answers that deepen our understanding of the world. Our minds struggle with large numbers, but estimation helps us understand through comparisons. Consider toilet paper. Americans use 20 sheets per person daily. That's 2 trillion sheets annually. Unrolled, this would stretch from Earth to the Sun, transforming an abstract number into tangible understanding. $1 trillion in $100 bills would weigh 10,000 tons, equivalent to 50 Boeing 747s. In gold, it would weigh 30,000 tons. These comparisons help us grasp the scale of national debts or economic packages. Even improbable events become clearer through estimation. The odds of a baseball landing in a stadium beer cup? With 40 foul balls per game and 10,000 beer cups, it's roughly 1 in 250. Rare, but possible, as one former governor discovered firsthand. These visualizations build our capacity to reason about quantities and probabilities in our data-driven world, turning abstract numbers into concrete understanding. Many green choices are more symbolic than impactful. Recycling plastic or glass bottles saves minimal energy, less than a penny's worth of electricity per item. While convenient recycling makes sense, going out of your way for minimal impact doesn't. Aluminum recycling, however, is highly impactful. Because extracting aluminum from ore requires about 50 mg per kilogram, recycling even one can saves meaningful energy, equivalent to a penny's worth of electricity. Plastic bags, despite their bad reputation, represent a minimal environmental concern. Annual U.S. plastic bag usage equals less than 1 day's worth of gasoline consumption. Studies suggest traditional plastic bags may have a smaller environmental footprint than paper or reusable alternatives. These insights reveal that not all environmental actions have equal impact. Understanding actual environmental effects helps us focus on meaningful choices rather than symbolic gestures. If humans could metabolize gasoline, which we cannot, we would achieve about 300 miles per gallon, demonstrating the remarkable efficiency of the human body compared to mechanical transport. Cars traveling from New York to Los Angeles use about 300 liters of gasoline at 40 mpg. Trucks prove surprisingly efficient, requiring only 100 liters of diesel per ton of cargo cross-country, 6 times more efficient per ton than cars. Bicycles remain the most efficient per-person transport method, while trains excel at mass transit, using just 4 liters of fuel per ton across the country, 25 times more efficient than trucks and 150 times more efficient than cars. This explains rail's enduring importance in freight transport. Airplanes are the least efficient, consuming 500 liters of fuel per ton for cross-country cargo, hence their premium pricing. Small details matter. A 747 passenger urinating before flight saves 0.2 liters of fuel, while car-mounted solar panels generate only 2% of a vehicle's daily energy needs. A perfect rope without defects could theoretically withstand up to 6 × 10⁻⁰ newtons per meter squared, far stronger than current materials like carbon nanotubes. This atomic-level limit explains why space elevators remain theoretical despite their simple concept. Natural structures face similar constraints. Mountains can only reach certain heights before gravity causes their bases to flow. Earth's tallest possible mountain would be twice Everest's height, while lunar mountains could grow 6 times taller due to weaker gravity. Small celestial bodies with radii under 3 kilometers could be escaped with a strong jump, hence the need for tethered astronauts on asteroids. More dramatic scenarios, like splitting the moon, would require energy equivalent to 10 trillion large nuclear bombs, achievable only by massive asteroid impacts. These calculations reveal both the theoretical limits of what's possible and our current technological constraints, bridging physics and practical engineering. Precision often confuses rather than clarifies. For most real-world problems, thinking in orders of magnitude, powers of 10, provides sufficient accuracy while avoiding false certainty. Scientific notation helps us focus on scale rather than exact values. This isn't about being imprecise, it's about being honest. Using too many digits implies a certainty we rarely have. By embracing approximate values, we acknowledge uncertainty while still extracting useful insights. Estimation builds critical thinking habits. Instead of accepting numbers at face value, we learn to question, does this make sense? How does it compare to known quantities? What assumptions might be wrong? This mindset extends beyond calculation to evaluating claims across all domains. In a data-driven world plagued by innumeracy, reasonable estimation is intellectual self-defense. When facing complex questions, reach for a napkin instead of a calculator. Break down the problem, make reasonable assumptions, and embrace good enough. Many impossible problems become solvable puzzles, making the world more comprehensible one estimation at a time.